Someone in the crowd said to Jesus, "Teacher, tell my brother to share the inheritance with me." He replied to him, "Friend, who appointed me as your judge and arbitrator?" Then he said to the crowd, "Take care to guard against all greed, for though one may be rich, one's life does not consist of possessions." Then he told them a parable. There was a rich man whose land produced a bountiful harvest. He asked himself, "What shall I do, for I do not have space to store my harvest?" And he said, "This is what I shall do. I shall tear down my barns and build larger ones. There I shall store all my grain and other goods, and I shall say to myself, 'Now as for you, you have so many good things stored up for many years. Rest, eat, drink, be merry.' But God said to him, 'You fool, this night your life will be demanded of you. And the things you have prepared, to whom will they belong?' Thus it will be for all who store up treasure for themselves, but are not rich in what matters to God." The Gospel of the Lord.
Good morning once again. I am very grateful to the Archbishop and the Mission Office of the Archdiocese of Indianapolis for allowing me to share with you about our missionary works. Thank you also to your pastor, Father Joe and Deacon Jeff, and to all of you for welcoming me. I am Father Noel Octaviano, member of the Missionaries of Jesus, MG in short, just like in Michael Jordan. Since I am asking for your help and donation, MG also means mendicants for Jesus. MG also means missionaries of joy. We are a group of missionaries founded in the Philippines in 2002. Catholic missionaries are special forces of the church. We are like the Marines in the military. We dare to go and work in places where we are most in need. We take courage, but also with humility, to bring our Lord Jesus' compassion and salvation to those who have less voice and chance in society. We go to remote places where other ministers have difficulties to go. Presently, I am working in the southern part of the Philippines. The county or the town is called Balabagan, in the diocese or prelature of St. Mary of Marawis City. The local church is real poor, both in human and material resources. The area is one of the last bastions of Filipino Muslims in the country. Many local residents are suffering as innocent victims of the cruel effects of armed conflict between the government forces and Muslim rebels, fighting for autonomy from the country. In that part of the Philippines, Christians are only 10% of the total population. So it's a different situation because the whole country of the Philippines is we are 80% Catholics. And I would say that we have also a vibrant Catholic local communities, parish communities in the Philippines. But in that area, southern part of the Philippines, near Malaysia, Indonesia, a very small part, almost 8% only of the total population of the 110 million population of the Philippines, they are the majority in that small area of the country, the Muslims. Ours is a minority church, small and humble, yet Christians need to be courageous. Through the parish or pastoral program of Dialogue of Life and Faith, we work hard to build human communities among Christians and Muslims. because Muslims and Christians, they live with one another, they are neighbors. So the church helped them to promote, we helped them to promote to them that they need to live in friendship and harmony. So we build together Christian human communities. A terrible event happened in May 23 to October 2017 called the Marawi Siege. War broke out between the government and military forces and local Muslim gunmen who wanted to be affiliated with the ISIS group. The siege lasted for 140 days. Around 1,000 people died or were killed in that conflict. Houses were bombed and destroyed, including the cathedral church. The bishop's house and rectory were also burned down. It was so lucky that the bishop was out of town when the attacks started. We are 1 hour and 30 minutes travel from the ground zero of conflict, so our parish is located outside of the city. But for some days, I had to hide and sleep outside the rectory, since all Catholic priests received threats of kidnappings or abductions. Local residents continue to live in great insecurity. 4 years after the violent siege, our parish keeps helping and providing the evacuees and war victims of their basic needs for shelter, food, and employment. So that is the very negative and dark side of our work in that area. But for the positive side, I want also to share with you. In the same mission place, for 15 years now, I helped to pastor the parish and have full-time engagement as director of the diocesan school. Last school year, from kindergarten, elementary, junior, and senior high school levels until grade 12, we have a total of 850 students. The school survived through pandemic with online and modular classes. There is also a kind of a subsidy from the government for private schools. Many parents, both Muslims and Christians, value formal education of children and are willing to sacrifice and support their kids to study in this school. It is well managed and fees are very affordable for poor parents. The school operates a peace learning center, which integrates peace education in academic curriculum, with emphasis on dialogue of life and faith. Muslim and Christian pupils learn and appreciate each other's costumes and traditions. I claim that our graduates are learning better the values of respect and tolerance as they live harmoniously with others in spite of cultural and religious differences. So the school has become an instrument of evangelization. We have a kind of a natural group, a captured audience, Muslims and Christian students, where we teach them how to read, write, learn mathematics, science, and others, but also friendship and tolerance, so that they will grow up as peaceful and good Muslims and Christians. One of our students is Lydin May, an intelligent, hardworking, and humble girl. She's the second daughter among three siblings. She completed grade 12 in senior high school last June with academic award. Her parents are Christian Catholics. The father is a good baker and moonlights as a construction worker. To support the family, he cooks pastries or native delicacies at home and sells them in our school canteen. Late in May, every morning, it's cold day, would bring the pastries to school, and late in the afternoon would get the cash income from the sale of sold items. Her mother does laundry job to augment family income. Normally, poor parents like them would send their children to public school since schooling there is free. Instead, starting kindergarten, Lady and me and his brother Jeff are studying in this school. Their parents are stretching their limited income to give them solid Catholic and quality education. Students like Lydin May take heart the message from Catholic missionaries that education is a great equalizer. Jeff and Lydin May are active members of the youth group in the parish. Students like them need our support. Another story I would like to share with you is about our seminarians in information. This is about our international seminary who is adopting a village. The name of the village is Unity Village, a poor relocation site formed after the devastating Typhoon Ondoy in 2009 that killed hundreds of people and caused the destruction of properties and livelihoods. We have journeyed with the community since its conception in 2009 when they were relocated to the area. Last year, a small but beautiful chapel was built through the initiative of the women of the mothers of the community. Now we just opened the Women's Development Cooperative with 5 sewing machines. Income is very minimal and the pandemic has made it worse. So it is a kind of an income generating activity for the mothers, around 20 members. They produce clothes and they sell it so that they will have income for the family. Our Vietnamese and Filipino seminarians continue to inspire the community to get inspiration from them through the regular encounters with them. The pandemic has made it difficult for this community, but it did not prevent our resolve as missionaries of Jesus to journey with this community, especially during these times of great need. So I want to ask you to partner with our seminarians through your prayers and financial support so that we can help our seminarians in their studies and especially to support them in their work to rebuild a devastated community and unite our goodwill with their efforts to bring hope to Unity Village. We need your help, both prayers and material support, to sustain our mission works and for the people with whom we work with. We need to strengthen the mission of interreligious dialogue and of providing a reconciling presence among our Muslim brothers and sisters. Be missionaries yourselves by helping the missionaries of Jesus help the poor. Let us stand in solidarity with the poor, the youth, and children who dream for better life. Let us answer the call of Jesus that what is pleasing to Him, what is pleasing to God, are materials of heaven, are the things of heaven. While it is important to gather material things for our families, what is lasting is our faith and our generosity that leads us to God's love. Your donation, however small, is a great help in the missions. Your $5 or $10 can provide computers and books to improve the school that I mentioned. Your donation can also support the formation of parish catechists in our missions in Guatemala, in the Philippines, in Vietnam, and also in Mexico. Your donation coming from the heart put together will sustain the formation of seminarians. Your donation will provide solar energy in remote rural areas where we preach the good news of Jesus. Life in the mission is not easy, even during ordinary times. The continuing pandemic made it even worse. So in behalf of the missionaries of Jesus and the people we serve, let us together bring the message of hope to the poor in the missions. Some give to missions by going to mission. Some go to missions by giving to the works of mission. So if you want to donate and will be using your bank check, kindly write Missionaries of Jesus, payable to the Missionaries of Jesus and its works. If you are interested to know more about who we are and what we do, you can Google the Missionaries of Jesus in the internet. I understand there will also be a second collection during this Mass. So thank you for your kind attention and generosity. Count on our prayers. We are one Catholic Church. We are united in works, in missionary work, and also in faith. Count on our prayers for you and your family's intentions. So God bless everyone. Amen.